At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Moolah! You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Hello and welcome to Bad with Money, a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. I'm Gabe Dunn, your host with the most. The show is back. It's been back for a little while. Our episodes are now on Tuesdays if you want to go give those long episodes a listen. And then I'm doing mailbags every week. Please write in to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. Tell me how you feel about anything and everything. Even just tell me about your day. Why not? You can also send a voice memo and I will play that on the show. I love voice memos. You can also join our Discord where the link will be in the description. And if you want, I sometimes read stuff from the Discord. And if you want to leave a comment on Instagram at BWMPod or DM me, I read those too. On this episode, we are going to talk about name changes plus my own name change journey. Ooh. Parents having debt, a scam story from Riley, another comment from Stephanie Lee, the best listener of our show. Well, I don't want to play favorites. New patrons and an Apple review. The episodes that are upcoming, I'm really excited about. We're going to be talking all about job hunting. We're going to be watching Dog Day Afternoon with Jacqueline Moore. We're going to be reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which I'm terrified to read. And I'm going to be reading that with Sarah Marshall. Absolutely scary. Okay, so let's get into name change. So on the Discord, and I don't say people's names from the Discord because I don't know if they want to like stay private. So this is just a conversation from the Discord. This person wrote, "I have been listening to Bad with Money since the beginning. I don't remember how I found it." Okay. "I love your work. And as a cis male, almost everything I know about trans life and culture is from your show." Oh no. Oh boy. That's a lot of responsibility. Well, I hope you're not just going out in the world saying things like that I said as gospel. But anyway, okay. "I never thought that I had that much power." Okay. "The one aspect I have some firsthand experience in is changing a name. I took my wife's last name when we got married and I went through the process, going to court, paying a fee, getting duplicate documents and sending them to all relevant institutions, banks, employers, schools, etc. Yes, it was a lot, but it didn't feel overwhelming. I knew the sooner I got it done, the sooner I could go on with my life and not worry about it. Granted, I only changed my last name, so I know the experience is not exactly the same. Can someone explain if there is some additional barrier to a trans name change that makes it harder to do? I hope you don't take this as an attack. I am genuinely curious why you make it sound like such a big deal on the podcast, as that was not my experience." Then someone wrote back, "You did all your marriage name changing through the evidence of a marriage certificate issued by your state or county. There is no such validated proof of change for trans folks to change their name and gender, so they have a lot harder time convincing authorities to do so. Our system isn't set up to make that kind of name change easy." And then this person said, "I did try to use my marriage certificate, but multiple institutions told me that only women could do that, and I needed an official name change document from a courthouse." Whoa, that's so wild. "I thought that was bullshit, but I also didn't want to become a men's rights activist." Okay, that's for the best. "So I went and got the proper paperwork. Is it the court clerks that are saying you can't have the name you want? Because once you have the paper, it's done. Your name is changed. Or is it the people at banks and other places that don't believe your document is genuine? Because that sounds illegal." Another person responded, "You have to have a hearing, and some judges will not grant the name change to trans people simply because they are transphobic. Also, you have to publish your name change in a paper, at least in Michigan, and that can be scary as a trans person." And then the same person wrote back, "Oh, wow, I did mine like 20 years ago and I live in Washington State. So if I had a hearing, I don't remember that. Maybe I'm remembering it as easier than it was." You probably are. "Do people still read newspapers?" Okay. Wow. That's, again, a real read on newspapers. "It varies from state to state on how trans-friendly the laws are, but the general process you went through is different for trans people. I don't know how many people are scouring the court notices." Okay, so this was like an interesting thing that was brought up. I also have a friend who took his wife's last name when he got married, and now he's getting divorced and he has to change it back. The real thing is that it is very scary to go to these organizations because you don't know how trans friendly they will be. You don't know if they'll like offer, you know, if they'll be weird, if they'll like offer to make it easy or not. Like, I went to change my name at the Bank of America yesterday, and luckily I got a friendly guy, but he just offered to make things easier. Like, he even reminded me, he was like, oh, do you want to change your checks? Like, it was so nice. But I've also been to other banks where they're not that nice to you. Also, the paperwork is all different. So if you have any kind of like neurodivergence, it can be really hard to remember stuff and get everything together. I also had to travel, so I had to drive to the courthouse and then come back and then go to the courthouse again. That would have required someone to like take off work and spend money on gas. Also, the cost was like, for me, was like around $600 for the total name change and all the documents. And that is prohibitive to some people. And also, like, now that people are more aware of trans people, they're being more difficult about it. Like, I think, you know, going in as like a cis person with a marriage certificate, there's more normalcy to that versus like standing out, you know? So in California, luckily, you don't have to publish your name in the newspaper. I also had to change my gender marker. So that's a whole separate thing too, that you probably didn't have to do. There's also the idea of like, do you want to issue a new birth certificate, which costs money? Changing the gender marker at the same time is actually more convenient. Like, there's a whole bunch of things that I had to read and go through. And now I have to go take time off to go to the Social Security office in person and go to the DMV. And so there's like all these sort of things that are privileges to be able to do. Very recently, I used Indeed to get hired for a part-time job. The employer put their job listing up on Indeed. That's where I found it. I applied through Indeed and I got the job. Indeed made the hiring process so easy. I was able to search for all kinds of jobs based on my skills and being able to look at really easy to read descriptions from the jobs about what they were looking for in a candidate. If I needed to hire someone again, I would absolutely use Indeed. And I also have been telling everyone when they've been saying that they want to look for a job or they don't know where to find a job, I was like, you gotta use Indeed. I've literally told like four people like, oh, I found this job on Indeed. That's where you should look if you're looking to find a job. And the job I was looking for, they needed someone really quickly because they were growing so fast. So they needed to hire the right person very fast, and it was so important. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I sincerely love Indeed. I went on there. It was incredibly easy. I literally got hired in September for a job actually using Indeed. I know this is a podcast ad, but I mean it. I really did use Indeed. I really do recommend Indeed. It all happened so fast and I didn't even have to really stress. I found what I wanted. I got the job. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And if you're looking to hire, you need to use Indeed because you'll find people like me. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. No matter what our day looks like, we need nourishment that fuels us. Cachava's whole body meal shakes will keep your body and mind nourished all day. The Cachava new strawberry flavor is bursting with real strawberry and benefits. Plus, the matcha just fuels me with a flavor that I would already be getting. One thing that I like to do to incorporate Cachava into my daily routine is I add peanut butter and a little bit of iced coffee, and it helps me stay energized, focused, and calm. It's basically a way that I can grab a breakfast on the go. And it's super easy to make a superfood-packed shake with Cachava. All the good stuff your mind and body crave for whole body health. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you get 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. There are no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. Non-GMO, no soy, no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives. Rethink your definition of fast food. It mixes into a smooth and creamy shake, whether you use a shaker bottle or a blender, and it's a comprehensive all-in-one meal. Think protein shake, meal replacement, greens and veggies, essential vitamins and minerals, and so much more. You've never tasted strawberry like this. Go to cachava.com and use code BADMONEY for 15% off your order. That's cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code BADMONEY for 15% off.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay, this is a message from the Discord as well. I have half question, half confession. Is it awful that I look at my budget and don't necessarily have any interest right now to pay more than the minimum on my debt? When I say debt, I don't mean my car payment at 2.29% or my student loans. My debt is about less than 10% of my income. My minimum payments and the interest are in my budget. I can fully fund all of my categories, including those. I can fund a vacation fund to take a yearly vacation. I have an emergency fund, etc. My credit score is 750, etc. I have some extra money in the budget thanks to a raise my husband got, and I hate to say that I'm wondering if my money is better used to give us experiences and other things rather than paying off debt that isn't bothering me when I try to sleep at night. Maybe this is just how I feel today. Does anyone have thoughts? Gentle thoughts? And then someone responded, as long as it's not credit card or other high interest debt, I guess it's not a big deal. I would just point out that paying off that debt sooner will save you money in the long term. And once those minimum payments are gone, you'll have that much more per month to put towards experiences. So this is actually why I'm going to do an episode with Stephanie Lee all about debt, because I too have gotten myself into debt, and I may explain it more on that episode about why that happened. But yes, you can absolutely get into debt, and then it really just depends on how you feel about it. And I felt like I really needed to get out of it. Like, that's how I felt. So it's hard, and I just kept seeing it pile up, and I felt like I was really scared of interest rates. Like, I just did a couple interviews. I talked about interest rates way too much. I think way more than the interviewer thought was interesting. So this is another comment about debt. My parents both had, one still has, a significant amount of debt. From a very young age, they hammered home that debt was a terrible thing and I should avoid it at all costs. So much so that when I showed my mom the repo man in The Sims 3, because I thought the guy vacuuming my stuff was goofy, I got lectured about responsibility for a full 5 minutes. I didn't get a credit card till I was 20 because I was so scared of being in debt. Hearing Gabe talk about how your finances aren't tied to your morality or ability to be an adult was really helpful. It also helped me understand how credit is used as the basis for like so many things in life. So I actually should be using a credit card. I know it's not quite the same as y'all's situation, but I do want to say thanks to Gabe. And I do relate to feeling like if you enjoy yourself at all, you're irresponsible. Okay, yeah. So that's what happened to me, is that my parents also have debt. And also, I felt like I was taking steps back as an adult. We're still going through legal stuff with it. And I felt like, oh no, like I'm taking steps backwards from where I was. But I just had to listen to my own advice and realize that morality is not a part of it, and that you're not a worse person because you are, I don't even want to say backsliding, because I feel like life isn't linear. Things are going to change constantly. And a lot of it is out of your control. And all we can do is take the shame away from that, reach out to have conversations with people who might know more than us, feel like we don't have to do it alone. And like, honestly, getting into debt and having these problems now because of, you know, what I'm going through and some changes in income, talking to people about it has been really helpful. Talking to friends, talking to people who might know more than me, even like talking to, I don't know, just being open about what's going on, talking to my parents who have been really supportive. Obviously, like, they can't give me money. They they really can't like offer anything in that regard. But it has been nice for our relationship because they have been like, I can just like hear you out and listen to you and like offer empathy and like offer, you know, that we know how it feels and stuff like that. So that's been really kind of a lovely change in our relationship. Even though every day I'm like, why don't I have rich parents? I wish I had rich parents. I was talking to my sister and I was like, can you imagine if we had rich parents and we didn't have to work? What would you do? What would you do? I would do nothing, I think. Like, I think I love what I do, but I was like, man, if I had rich parents, that was just that day I was talking to her. I was like, if we had rich parents, I would truly do nothing. But that's probably not true. I would probably still have motivation to do stuff and I want to do my shows and everything like that. And I like my work, but yeah. Okay, this is an email from Anonymous. Hey, Gabe, longtime listener, first-time caller, emailer, and former fintech worker. I'm responding to your request for scam stories. Aside from corporate companies laying off people so the top can still get their bonuses, only rehiring in a couple months when they realize they can't overburden their remaining staff, and that being an acceptable thing, I haven't heard mentioned on financial podcasts much about the scam of giving people an assignment as part of the hiring process. In some fields like digital media and tech, there is a trend where companies ask applicants to do a project to test their ability to do the kind of work they will be doing on the job. This is called a few things from a take-home or a practice test, and is typically quite lengthy. Some applicants decline to do these, but then they don't get the job. The scam is threefold. One, employers should be able to glean all the information they need from the applicant from their resume, portfolio, and references to determine if they are fit and not have to give them work. Two, oftentimes the work is direct assignments you'd get on the job, so they're getting free labor and then stealing your ideas and often not hiring half the people that do this work. Three, it's unregulated and unpaid and predatory. In a recent take-home, among the tasks was a full audit of a brand and detailing how I'd go about rebranding because they're in the middle of a rebrand. This is no small question. In total, I spent over 15 hours on the take-home and I still haven't heard back. Even while doing the assignment, I knew I was being scammed, but what choice did I have? I wanted the job. Please make this anonymous if you share, as I'm still on the job hunt and it is hell. Thanks. Okay. Yes. Thank you for writing this in, because we are actually going to do a whole episode on job hunting because I became hyper fixated and fascinated on job hunting. Someone I know is in software engineering and told me about something called whiteboard tests, which is you go in and they put a problem on a whiteboard. And as part of the hiring process, you have to go in and solve the problem in front of a big group of people. And I don't know if it's problems that they are actually trying to get solved or what, or if you're doing free work for that company or what it is, but that sounds incredibly stressful. Also, a lot of people don't perform well under pressure like that. So yeah, I just think I've only heard about whiteboard testing. I had never heard about them. So if you've experienced something like this, please write in to Gabe is bad with money. I actually want to hear more stories about these take-home tests. I think that is something that we really need to talk about more. Okay, this is an email from my favorite guest, Stephanie Lee. Tax filing PSA. Dear Gabe and Bad With Money friendos, Stephanie from The Boring Episode here. I'm writing with a public service announcement for tax filing. For people self-preparing their tax returns, they might qualify for free tax prep software through the IRS Free File program. It comes right up in search results if you look up IRS Free File. People with adjusted gross income under 73K should qualify. So tons of people. I also want to say that I've been totally thrilled to hear you mention The Boring Episode a few times since it came on. Starstruck? Is that the right term? I was inspired to start a boring newsletter, weekly free email for my side business, Frequently Taxed Questions, where I talk about money things that are boring but secretly awesome. Maybe Bad With Money listeners would be interested. Stephanie, I've already promoted The Boring Newsletter. It's great. When I came on the show, I should have said that I don't make any money from this side business. I ask clients to make a donation to an organization of their choosing instead of paying me cash. So I hope it's okay that I'm writing in with this obvious self-promotional thing, and I know you might not want to share it on the show. Looking forward to more of the show in 2023, Stephanie. I don't care that you make money from it. I think you should make money from it. So if you want to write in and promote yourself and you make money from what you're doing, That's fine by me. I don't care. I think the boring newsletter is really important. Here is a welcome to our new patrons, Rebecca, Monica, Shruti, Helen, Paige, Camille, and Lydia. Thank you so much for being patrons. If you want to be a patron, you go to patreon.com/GabeSDunn. This is a review from Michaela J23. Bad with Money is fun and funny. Found Gabe's work through another great pod, Terrible Thanks for Asking. Terrible Thanks for Asking is an amazing show with Nora McInerney. You should absolutely listen to it. And ever since, I've been hooked. This pod offers relatable money advice that I feel is realistic for the average listener. I love hearing popular finance advice debunked and dethroned about listeners with similar struggles to mine in the mailbags and the general banter. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Please leave a review and 5 stars if you want. My name is Gabe Dunn. This has been Bad With Money Mailbag. Please write in to gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. Love you guys. Bye. Bad With Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions, edited by Diane King, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.